Can you just make a quick recap of what we had yesterday? Yesterday was the halachas of what? How much doesn't count? Which was about the extreme, and that was about lamachal appetites. Things that start off in the course of the meal, start off in the very time of Shahina. That's the whole idea of it. So I'm saying the old days, the classic examples were grapefruits. Grapefruits at the beginning of a meal, well, that's around the juices there, that starts a person. It helps a person during the course of the month. So that, the chayra, that's for shalacha, that does not need, a bracha when you have that. So even though it's a fruit, actually, it's a kiddush, actually, we've spoken up to that in the past about fruits in the middle of a meal. This fruit does not need a meal because it's part of the sukkah. This is in Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet, Sikhat and Lamates. Kuf Ayin Dalet. Siv Kotlin Lamed Tes. Let's just find that here. Inside. Who had in pears, habor, and hamshif, tyrus, achilag, and lemons, meluchim, limons, meluchim, zayas, malinas, ukkukuz, meluchim. Apparently, these things help the digestion, and in these cases, one does not make a bracha on those food items. That's what we spoke about. Then the shy was, it's not like that, mushroom, melon, pineapple, sometimes you start with suds over that as well. That's not really, that's not helping to entice our healer. The taka, many achraim taka say that in such a case you do make a bracha. That's true. Many achraim say in such a case you should make a bracha on it, because it's not really part of the meal. Others say that's still called appetizers, it's still got achraim appetizers, and therefore, one does not make a bracha on such a thing. That's machlokes. Ways, right? The best thing the chayyim to do is before you start the meal, if you know you're going to have a bread meal, come out bread meal by the end, if you know you're going to have a bread meal, the best thing to do is before you sit down at the chasna, let's say the servant is on the first course, the best thing to do is to sit down, have a little bit of pineapple, boil it up, don't want a pineapple, and go, I'm just listening, because I just said, go and wash, and then that's it, that's the best. Cakes, we left over for another time, what how lovers of cakes are. And then, what else did we speak about yesterday? We spoke about wine. So we said wine is taka interesting. Wine is taka makes your own bracha. So kiddush makos is another. So when a person has kiddush, that's another mishnah. Also another mishnah. From about now, somewhere in the middle of the week, he's gone to the restaurant. He's having a meal, a bread meal. He's at home. He's having a bread meal. And he decides to have a glass of wine. So that wine is not included in the pas. Wine is very choshev. The Chazal gave it a special bracha. Then we spoke about the curds. Russian, let's say whiskey. And we said that Mishabura says that whiskey generally is meant to be Ma'ariv Tayyus Achida. And therefore, one does not make a bracha. The minhag ha'olam, it's not so posh, it's a talk he says, actually, but the minhag ha'olam, he says, is not to make a bracha on whiskey if you're having a bit of the meal. We finished off yesterday with Mishabura. Mishabura says at the end, in Lamates, he says the minhag is not to make it. Yes, I mean, this is a concept of suda. This is all in the middle of the meal. Avon im, shoyse, sayayin, sort of achasud, also, if someone has a liqueur, a whiskey, after the meal, it's not meant to be part of the meal. Lekuri albert soy bracha. That's what we finished off with yesterday. Then the Mishnah Brewer says that unless he's eating a food, he's very oily or something, he needs a whiskey to help digest that. That's okay. But generally speaking, having a whiskey at the end of the meal, the person will need to make a bracha on it. Then he said that it's a chayot. We didn't say this yesterday. Someone has a coffee or tea after the meal. But this happened. I don't see it so often anymore. But in the old, do people do this? The end of the meal, everyone's finished afterwards, and they'll have a coffee or tea.
Cool.
Do you make a bracha? Just to repeat the shadow. Do you make a bracha on a cup of coffee or tea? It says Mr. Brewer here. Kosa Chai Olam, show you something. Master does a coffee. Who wrap Kadila Achel Hamozma. It's just meant to clean up the system. But a domi lisha mashkin. It's not domi, it's a normal drink to the meal. But al kain, tzorich, levorich, bracha, mishak. This is the Chai Olam. I hope you have to make a bracha showing on a coffee or tea at the end of the meal. It's nothing to do with the meal, it's finished. The meal's finished. This is just to wash out the system. That's not part of the meal. That's part of the meal. It's the eating process. It's not part of the process. It's like kidney chasun, it's like digestion. Says the Chai Odom, no less than the Chai Odom, that you should make a shahakel. Because you can't that simple, you see?
Yeah.
Says the Mishmura, Einu Mukhrach. I'm not 100% clear with him what he's saying. I'm so excited. Yeah, wait a minute. He said, I'm not 100% convinced that he's right. Einu Mukhrach. It's not definite. Says the Mishmura, Nochoi Shivorich Mitchilam at Sukkah, Liptoi Es Hakobi.
That
it's better to get around this problem. Make a shahakel or something else, and then you've got no problems. Take a sweet, or you take, I don't know what, whatever it is, make shahakel on that, and that's all right. I've just seen it. We hadn't seen this last time. Chodze right in the choil, not the shahakel, you don't have a shahakel, because it's shahakel. Oh, that's another point. He says, that's all during the weekday, he says. On Shabbos, if you have kiddush, and you made boy, you put a new pasha, most people like eating. I'm not talking about make kiddush. But kids are, the kids are up inside, the Bishop Bush got a great software that those people whose house I haven't been to for a long time, if they have a coffee and tea at the end of the meal, that means everything's finished. You finish the art, finish everything.
Friday night.
What's the difference?
What are you talking about?
With kids over there.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about when the kids talked to us.
Are you talking about Friday night or Shabbos day?
Good question, Rashi. But have you had kiddush or not kiddush? Have you made kiddush?
Yes, I'm talking
about Shabbos. If you make kiddush, I'm going to have to give a shiur about kiddush, I have to fit this in somewhere. Just let me briefly explain to you, if you have kiddush wine, there's a special halacha that wine covers all drinks. But there's a big shala, how much wine do you have to have? Now that is, the one who's making a kiddush, he definitely has a more problem. If he has a sizable amount, he's got no problem. The shala is everyone else. And let's talk about the people that did not have any wine at all. Let's make it quite simple. The other people that did not have any wine at all, they will have their problem with coffee and tea on Friday night and Shabbos day worship. Okay? Those who had kiddush and drank the wine haven't got this problem, but they
can imagine.
On a weekday.
You can
imagine. If they invite to a restaurant during the weekday and they sit down for a lovely meal, and at the end of the meal they have a coffee or tea, they got the Shabbos.
Even imagine.
What?
Of wine for kiddush they had.
That's my focus. Because it's a box of friends. I think we have to fit this in somewhere, so I kiddush, kiddush, what to do with kiddush.
Yeah.
That's a big shot we've had this year before. But anyway, yeah. It's a big shot of this, yeah? If you have a bit of wine. So let's talk about either you had no wine, to make it simple, you had no wine on Friday night Shabbos. So people at the same table didn't have, no one had wine. Or you go to a show brothers on Friday night, and they have, at the end of the Friday, I haven't been to this weekend, but let's say
you're talking about 90% of the people had a bit of mitzvah, a bit of wine. The shadow's on them. Okay, the guy who's making the kiddush, we understand. The shadow's on them.
The Mishmur's got a big shadow, but Mashu helps to pass a lot of drinks. So you're better off doing what Mishmur says. Make a sweet.
Yeah.
Make a sweet on something.
Make a chocolate. Is it chocolate?
What? The ice cream. Yeah, he's quite right. He had ice cream. He's had the ice cream also, right?
And you're patted to the drink.
Yeah. Right, so that was all yesterday's shit. That's coming to today's shit. Right, that was what we said more or less yesterday, yeah? Coffee, tea. Right, so today, let's talk about today. Now that's clear. When a person, well, not so clear actually, when a person benches or says a bracha, that is the end of the meal. That means, let's talk about bread, let's make a bread meal. Let's say, for example, I had a bread meal, I made it because I'm Muslim, and then I said, you know, I have some more bread. That's poshut, if he has some more bread, let's make it on it. Right, that's clear. Actually, no, everyone's got a shadow, I didn't read this actually. While this one made by mistake, he made a bracha achrayim. How do you make a mistake? How does that work? We're not Shagoy. What do we do? In an interesting case, actually, the possible saying. Let's say I come late to a show box. I'm behind schedule. I have my fish first. And everyone's up to the chicken soup. Kids, it goes on and on. I was behind. It comes to the chicken. I've got my nice plate in front of me. All of a sudden, the boss calls out his bench. So I forget myself. I've got my plate in front of me. And he makes the benching. The voice of the bench. I answer benching. And I bench with him. I got swept in with the crowd. Everyone's benches. I was benched. Well, then halfway through bench, I've got schnitzel there, my kegel, everything there. How am I an animal? That's a big question. Do I have to make a new bracha on that?
Yes.
Of course.
Why? Why didn't
you? Why don't we have a rabbi for the time being? So that is a big shadow on the wrong.
Why are you benched?
It's benched, yeah. But it was a Thomas. It was a mistake. That benching was a mistake. I didn't intend to read bet. I thought I'd see you swept in with the crowd.
I'm going to get my day job.
Yeah, so, yeah, what's going on? He made a mistake. He benched my mistake.
Yeah, but is he planning to eat more bread?
Doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
He's having his chicken. He's not washing again. He's going to have his chicken.
He benched on the bread.
So he's benched the bread.
And now he's having his chicken.
That's a bad bench as a false.
So you have to bench again after
that. It's not a mistake.
If you don't have any more bread, you have to bench again. I'm not sure. You can't make it. I'm not a child. Can you still rely on that brother? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's right. Good question. What you're saying, Clay.
The monitor, you think you just carry on eating bread?
Yeah,
bench again.
I have more bread, you have to bench again. That's posh.
Yeah, you bench for that bread. It's not a mistake. The mistake was you weren't supposed to bench, but you bench. You were supposed to bench.
But you bench.
You bench.
You bench.
So the tears you benched.
Yes.
You're a good company. You're a good company. And I think we're big for that. I'm not going to have one. I'm not going to have one. I'm going to find out what's on. There he is.
Doing this.
I'm going to have some cut side of the adder. Cut side of the adder. Cut side of the adder. Im dato, listen, I'm going to have here, yeah? So, you've already brought out a new shot. Im dato, because I'm over on, in Torbjörg Akrov, so I made a mistake, he benched upwards. Ain't sorry, I'm going to He's not going to make a new bracha rishona. Kim and Shoya Dato and Ishtar Zogim, he wanted to have more. So he's not going to hit to our brother, Vosh, we ended up. I didn't mind him, or I made him say, the mice are Alice the Chodin, there's a big problem. This is a bit of a shayla, not so posh. But, generally speaking, when a person, let's say he knew what he was doing, he benched, and he made a bracha rishona, and that is the end of the meal. Posh, if he wants to eat something new now, he has to do what you're going to make a new bracha. Where there's a big shayla is, actually, I must say, it's very interesting, the shayla, I never realised this till I heard the shit thing. Let's say someone's eating let's talk about bread meal for the time being. So he has a slice of bread for lunch, two slices of bread for lunch. He says, right, that's it. He says, look, I'm on a diet. No more bread. He says, then he thinks, you know, my son's quite good, that bread, actually. Now, let's have another slice. Now, what happens now? Does he have to make a new bracha on that second, on that third piece?
Starting, what is it again? Sorry.
So I'm eating bread. So I have front of me two pieces of bread. I have two pieces of bread. And then I say, you know what, the thing is, I want to die. I should not be having more than this bread. And I'm going to stop eating now.
You had one piece?
One or two pieces.
Right.
That's it. Thinking about it, that bread was very good. I could do with another slice.
Good luck
to it. Do I have to make a new bracha?
No.
Why? But it depends on the time.
I said I'm stopping.
So what? You've washed, you have to pay a piece of bread, you have another piece of bread, and you want another one. Okay, I'm not going to have that. I've decided I'm going to have.
I'm missing. If you terminate eating, I would have thought it's posh.
I'm not benched after
eating.
That.
I've stopped eating. I understand, I'm stopping to eat. So that's in the house. You're in good company, so my hook's a rush and run.
I remember you said that. You said a benching once. You said you're about to bench because I'm Muslim. You say, I've always had a worry. And you've had an intention.
No, exactly. I'm talking about a person deciding I'm not having more bread.
Of course you can.
So the Shulchan Aruch says in Simcha Kufayim Test, from our cloak to show you, what happens in such a case? Very interesting how nothing is actually. Some Rishonim say that once you decide to stop eating, stop drinking, that's it, finished. You've lost your bracha Rishona, and if you want to eat some more.
You decide you're going to bench yet, or you just say, I don't want to eat any more yet.
I don't want to have any more bread, I'm finished.
Am I going to bench now? If you've said it.
I'm not having any more bread, I'm stopping.
You haven't thought that yet.
Well, that's a good point, man. Yeah, so, Rishonim say, I can't remember who says what. Some Rishonim say, now food. So that's it. Finished. If you want to have any more food or drink, a new hamoitzi or a new shahako. Others say, that's all made up by drink. By drink, a person decides to stop drinking, that's it. Finished. But when it comes to food, this is not what we're simple saying. A person decides to stop eating my food. It's very common for a person to change his mind afterwards. Subconsciously, he often thinks that he's like, stopping, I really want to eat more. That's the shining shulchan aruch. The problem, what to do now? So, stopping what you should do. So, what are you going to tell yourself? So, in this case again, so I had two pieces of bread, and then I said to myself, I must stop because I'm on diet, I should not be having more bread, it's not good for me. But then my wife brings out, and then I ask something else on the table, said, one more slice, all right, you know. It's a diet, but I'll start tomorrow. We'll start a diet tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? That's how you start, not today, tomorrow. And now, Shai said, I want to have another piece of bread. So now, we're stuck. Somebody showing him, say, that my bread, or my solids, a person with diet, he says he's stopping, he wants to carry on. Others say, nice, it's finished. We must see a diet, it's finished, you can't do it.
To wash again also.
Washing pasta dough, you haven't tapped it, you know.
Make another hamotzi.
What?
So yes, make another hamotzi, according to
that. According to Sam Shoyim, Sam Shoyim say not, just that.
I know, but according to those, say you'd say hamotzi again. I have to make a hamotzi.
According to Sam Shoyim, but Sam Shoyim say you don't. So what do you do now, Isai?
You don't.
Can you carry anything?
Yes.
So pastas, you can't carry anything, because you've got to suffer what to do. The best is what to do is, how do you get around this problem?
It's going around the block.
Bread doesn't make you lose it. By burning the Foshas Brocha, you can lose it. It's quite right, actually. By burning the Foshas Brocha, you can lose it. So, let's say I was having, chocolate bar. What can I have? A piece of meat. So, I have a nice steak and chips.
Yeah.
And I have a good menu over here. Steak and chips. And then I say, right, that's it. I'm not, no more steak and chips, finished. And I said, nice. One more piece is good. I've got myself a problem now, what do I do? So in that case there, you're quite right. If I go around the block, who else is in the house, I'm eating myself, and I know I'm not sure I'm going to come back. What should I go out the house? I come back a bit rugged. I'm afraid you can't do that.
So without saying bone bushes.
What?
Go outside before making bone bushes.
Yeah, because you make bone bushes again when you have your second piece of meat. You don't have to make a bone bushes first. You've lost your block in your shoulder, but your block has to still hold on.
But then it's a doubt. You go out the house and you're thinking, I'm not going to go, and then something happens, you don't come back.
But simply, you brought the steak and chips on the plate, you're coming back for another plate of steak and chips.
Okay.
You remember the story?
I remember.
That's the story, he's coming back, he's steak and chips, he wants to come back, steak and chips. He's not going to be messy at that. Yes, yeah, sort
of trouble. I guess before you said that you had, let's say, two slices of bread in front of you. And then later on, your wife brought something new. So it's not something you had in mind when you first benched about.
That's a good point, but when someone's eating at home, it's that awareness, wife and bringing is included. Okay. So even if it's not on the table in front of
you. Okay, so it's not your wife bringing it. You decide to put something on the table, and then you thought, you know what, I'll go and fetch some more.
Which in the house, it's in the house. In the house.
Yeah.
It's not in a bakery. I've got to go to the shop to buy some more. It's in my house. What's your story? Is the bread in my house? Or is the bread outside?
The bread is in your house, but you already said what you were going to eat and that's what you bench on.
That's what I said.
You don't intend to bench on anything else because you thought that's it. I bench on what's on my table. Nothing
that's this case, but our menu is showing me hold that in solid foods, a person's got that in all you know, he doesn't realise subconsciously.
He might.
It doesn't. I must say, it's amazing to think it's subconsciously. You know, there's what it's called? It's called a munna. I don't know what it's called. One of these lines that you got on the phone that you can push the button to hear a person speaking. It's a very interesting thing, I don't know how this works, but when I finish the share, I just press random numbers to see another share. I found that very often I'm hearing the same share twice. Mm-hmm. Must be subconsciously, my mind's got certain numbers to plan in, and I'm programming those numbers. That's what I'm saying. It's a very interesting thing how it works subconsciously. I'm coming out with the same shiurim I've heard before. How's it? Well, I don't think I just push the thing randomly. I don't care what I'm pushing. But subconsciously, your mind has got something planned. So we're showing holes that might stop eating. A person might say he's stopping eating, but deep down he knows that really he might have some more. And therefore, it's not called as if the mice and the horse are showing him it's a problem what to do. And therefore, the best thing to avoid, in this case over here about bread, the only solution you've got is to hear someone else make a moitzi and just to hear my yotzi with them.
Maybe he's going to make a moitzi. It's not going to happen. So what's the other day, sir?
I don't have any more bread.
Bench and wash again.
If you have to have another bread, I don't think we're not because you've got to stop it.
I've probably been down that subconscious...
Because I'm sure you don't agree to that. You're right. Sam is showing him learning
subconsciously. I've got to show him.
But if you could decide that somehow. It's not going to go out of your shop. I don't know if you could decide you want to go out of your
shop. Who are the Shulchan Aruch? What's the Shulchan Aruch?
I can't remember which one says what, I can't remember who it was. But it's a Shulchan Aruch brings it to the Sophic.
Shulchan Aruch brings it to the Sophic.
What?
Shulchan Aruch brings it to
the Sophic. As far as I remember, it's a Sophic. So, I don't know, it's an interesting point. But the rest is, there's a lot of things that you do, which is a question of Tehesakatat. Let's say, for example, someone washes Mayim Achroyim. He washes Mayim Achroyim and says, you know what, I'll put some more. Some more prayer. I've changed my mind. Is that okay?
That's when you're ready.
That's much worse, yeah.
If they say, oh, I'm full.
Mayim Achroyim is much worse, because Mayim Achroyim is a little meal, and therefore you're supposed to do Mayim Achroyim straight away, that's much worse. But, well, when it comes to now, Shia Malis, you think Shia Malis. Oh. And then after Shia Malis, you think, you know what, actually, I've got the answer. Actually, there's an interesting story they say from Rabbi Chaim from the Yaskar. I didn't check it out Someone told me the story, I have to check it out with the person again. As far as I remember, told me a story like this. They were eating Shabbos lunch at the Chaim's, in someone's house, and the Bochum there. And the Sanctuary Amalas, and all of a sudden the Rebbe came in with some more chalent. So she offered some more chalent to the Bochum there. So the Bochum said to the Chaim, how many more chalent is actually so Chaim said, interesting, Chaim said, no, in this house we've got Pitas, Balas, and Ais. Therefore, that's nothing. Shia Mas is nothing. But it's mashed from there. So Chaim was mashed.
The house thing or the guy's dad?
No, no.
Who's house?
If you're visiting someone's house, your dad has to tell you the Balas and Ais. But that's kind of a different whole different thing. Well, according to that, it looked like that story is true. It looked like Shia Mas was a problem. But he said, because you're turned on the Rebbe in the house, there's no problem. And I said, all the Achronim I saw, all the Achronim I saw say that Shiyama is not a sinner. Besides that, I don't think that Levi Avraham, he's very machmir about this, what he showed me yesterday. He holds that Shiyama is wrong. But all the Achronim, hold that Shiyama is not a siluk, and a person can still carry on eating even after some Shiyama.
I put a sign in my house, nobody's ever full.
Who looks at that sign, sir?
The Gibbons, I've made the sign, so it's my house.
I don't look at that, I don't know anything.
I don't care, afterwards I'll tell you, it's fine.
Yeah, but
I'm
eating with
my
friend, you don't need a sign for that. If I come
reminds
to
me
house,
as well.
My house, what you eat, don't do what you put a sign up on it.
Staff full of ice.
Staff full of ice. Okay, well, I've got to stop there.
You'll need a sign.